free service today at 864-947-9065.
The crisp fall air, the roar of Death Valley, and the Sea of Orange. It's Clemson football season. Get game day ready at the Tiger Sports Shop, your official headquarters, for everything Clemson, from Nike sideline styles to exclusive Lululemon gear. We've got the looks true fans wear with pride. Visit either one of our two convenient Clemson locations, Tiger Boulevard and College Avenue, or shop online anytime at tigersports.com. The Tiger Sports Shop, where every Clemson fan shops and traditions begin.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of a roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for four generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Walt Dipchula, Road Rage, we are back. All right.
What can I say?
Listen, on the Penn State front, on what they did with James Franklin, I want you to listen to this. All right. And I told a couple of Penn State fans this too, just to help educate them. You know, look, it's been my contention that this is like the biggest boneheaded move we've seen in college football in forever. I'm going to provide you with a whole bunch more evidence that that's the case. Now, and I'll give you the end of the rainbow scenario for Penn State. All right. This is from Landon Tangwell, the former Penn State offensive lineman. I want you to listen to what Tangwell said. Really listen to this. Penn State must overhaul their NIL strategy for high school recruits. Recruits took less money to play for Franklin, but now he's gone, they're chasing bigger bags elsewhere. This was likely one of the rifts with Kraft. Franklin's ability to recruit made lowball offers work, but it wasn't sustainable. Unwillingness to pay top dollar to recruits will always burn you. And then Penn State recruiting, the decommits since the firing of Franklin, Kelly, and Napier. Since the firing of Napier at Florida, you know how many decommits Florida's had, Ramona? None. Since the firing of Kelly at LSU, you know how many decommits LSU has had? One. Since the firing of Franklin at Penn State, you know how many decommits Penn State has had? 17.
Really? Wow.
If you just listen to that, you will realize what an insane decision. I have heard all the ridiculous excuses for firing a guy who won 11.33 games a year for the last 4 years, but now you're getting it from the horse's mouth, who's telling you that the only thing that was keeping Penn State above water was James Franklin. This was my point all along. People had it wrong. This stuff about national championship was absolute bullcrap. This was all a made-up story. A made-up story. The only reason they were competitive was because of James Franklin. Again, listen to this again. This is unbelievable. This is from ex-Penn State offensive lineman Landon Tangwell. Penn State must overhaul their NIL strategy for high school recruits. Recruits took less money to play for Franklin, but now he's gone. They're now chasing bigger bags elsewhere. This was likely one of the rifts with Kraft. Franklin's ability to recruit made lowball offers work, but it wasn't sustainable. unwillingness to pay top dollar to top recruits will always burn you. So Tangwell is telling you that the only thing that was keeping Penn State afloat was, in fact, James Franklin and his ability to recruit kids and give them lowball offers and still get them to come to Penn State. And that Penn State has not been willing to pay up for players. Well, and now the decommits, this was under Penn State recruiting, the decommit since the firing of Franklin, Kelly, and Napier, you want the glaring evidence of this, and Tangwell cited this. Again, no decommits at Florida since the firing of Napier. One decommit at LSU since the firing of Kelly. 17 decommits at Penn State since the firing of Franklin. Okay, game over. Game over. You idiots blew it. I knew you blew it, and now I have all the evidence to prove you blew it. I mean, you talk about case over. Case is over. You can come up with any excuse, stupid excuse you want for why you fired a guy who won 13 games last year, but it turns out he was the only thing keeping your football institution afloat, and now you don't have him anymore. So what Tangwell's telling you now is you don't have James Franklin to save your A anymore. Now you're going to need to actually pay up. And if you don't pay up, you're going to fall off the college football map. So how about that? I mean, this is one of the most damning things I've ever heard. And it is, again, I'm retweeting this right now once again, but it's just absolutely obvious now that James Franklin was the only reason Penn State was competing at a high level. The only reason. He was it. He was it. And he's the guy who was winning 11.33 games, and you told him to go away. So he went to Virginia Tech, and now he's going to recruit all those same kids in your recruiting corridor. You're dead. You're dead. Unless you somehow pull Kalen DeBoer out your butt, which this is the other mystery, okay?
Who would want to go there with and have all that happen to them?
Right. I don't know why anyone would want to go there right now.
And DeBoer replaced... Sorry.
No, you go ahead.
DeBoer replaced Saban, right. and he survived that.
Right.
So he might as well stay where he's at.
Right. Here's the thing, okay? I don't know why, but Kalen DeBoer is second on the odds list to go to Penn State. And what people are telling me is that basically DeBoer hates Alabama. That he wants out of Alabama.
So he doesn't want to stay.
Right. They're saying, what I'm hearing, what I'm reading, hearing, is that people are saying that he is like basically sick of the Alabama fan base. He wants to fire him every time they lose. Well, I got a newsflash for you, DeBoer. Penn State just fired Franklin, who won 13 games. So if you think it's going to be any, if you think the grass is going to be greener on that regard at Penn State, you're kidding yourself. Now, if you're just looking for a start of
Florida or somewhere, right?
Yeah. Here's the other thing. Alabama people, dude, you go from Alabama to Penn State, Alabama people are going to hate you. So you better not plan any vacations in the South anytime soon because these people keep a list, all right? They're keeping a list, and they'll be on the lookout for you. They'll be on the lookout for you. I find this like almost impossible to imagine, but I don't know why, but Kalen DeBoer is second on the odds list to go to Penn State. I have no idea, but this thing for Penn State is an absolute unmitigated disaster any way you cut it, and now you know the truth. Now you know the whole truth about Penn State and what the case is. Virginia Tech just pulled off an absolute coup. They got a guy who, even in NIL era, can recruit high school kids and somehow get them to come and play, and you don't have to pay them as much, which is what Franklin was doing at Penn State. Tech said the brass at Penn State thinks they're better than they are. Exactly. Exactly. What is this? Well, my husband, Mark, heard yesterday and asked me to send these photos to you. He recently bought it. He's not that much into sports like I am, but he listens to you and Ramona because he loves your banter. I'm the sports person in the family, if you can believe that. That's from Pam. That's awesome, Pam. That's absolutely awesome. All right, so what has she sent me here? Is this a coffee maker? Oh, okay.
Is it? She's got a temperature.
One of them is checking the temperature. And it's at 199.4, but I don't know what brand is this. What is this?
I can't see it that good.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know the brand. I guess my first problem there is, Ramona, that thing looks confusing to me.
Oh, yeah, we don't.
You know, like,
are
I'm
you
not
saying you could learn it.
Yeah, I don't know.
If you learn it, you'll keep it. Once you learn it, it'll be learned. You won't have to do it.
Okay, Pam, let me know what brand that is, because I can't. Do you see the brand there, Ramona?
I can't see. No, I can't see the brand. I just see her showing you how hot it gets there.
Yeah, but you see the other photo. Do you see?
Yeah, but I don't see the brand on that one either.
Okay. All right. Now, that's. Yeah, that's like confusing to me. So I'm going to have to figure out. Let me know, Pam. Let me know
the brand. That's got a lot of stuff on it, doesn't it? That's quite the coffee maker.
Yeah, that's just.
That might be too technical for you.
It might be. It looks like something that Elon Musk
that
engineered.
You might grab it and throw it on the ground.
No, it looked like something Elon Musk
it
engineered.
It does look like that.
Dexter said, people weren't coming to Penn State for Penn State. They were coming to play for the coach you fired. Exactly. Exactly. And now all the evidence is in. Now all the evidence is in. This is the worst dismissal in the history of football. I mean, the only way this dude should have been fired was if he committed a string of felonies. By the way, Ramona, speaking of Elon Musk, did you see what Elon Musk said the other day? I've only heard this, like heard tell this, and I heard like bits and pieces. I've not heard the whole thing. Elon Musk said, Ramona, that work is going to be optional within 10 years.
Work?
Work.
You mean people going to work?
Yes.
Well, who's going to do stuff?
AI. And that you're not going to need money either. You're not really
going
to need
money. You're not
going to
need money?
Yeah, that's the part I don't quite understand. How are you not going to need money? I don't know.
He's talking about himself.
No.
He's not going to work.
No,
and he's not going to
no,
need money.
No.
He's talking about himself.
No, but listen.
Because he doesn't need money and he doesn't work.
No, whatever you think of Musk, and I don't care what that
I'm
is.
I'm not saying bad about him, but he's so rich. Of course
but
he's
Ramona,
say,
he's a genius. He makes a lot of predictions that tend to come true.
Yeah, he's odd.
Texas said, yeah, I doubt that, Elon. He may be odd, Ramona, but he's also a genius. And he makes a lot of predictions that come true. Hey, by the way, Ramona, just to prove that all the nuts aren't on the other side, did you see the story of the woman in New Jersey?
No.
Holy crap. She was a congressional aide, okay?
Yeah.
She's working for Republicans. So this just proves you that there are plenty of nuts on both sides.
Oh,
all right?
Yeah.
This is unbelievable. This is one of the most unbelievable things I ever saw. I saw the video and the photographs of this today. All right. This woman is working as a congressional aide in New Jersey, right? And I don't know why, but she and her girlfriend decided that they were going to make her a victim.
What do you mean?
That they plotted to make her a victim. They wanted to make it seem like someone had attacked her for political reasons.
Somebody's done that before.
Yeah, not like this. Wait.
Oh, no.
Wait.
Okay.
She hired an individual and paid $500 to basically have her body carved up.
What?
Yeah. Yeah,
what?
This person does this for a living. He cuts up the freaks, okay? So she hired this freak
to attack her
and then to cut her up, all right? He cut her face, he cut her whole upper body. I mean, this was an attractive woman. She has scars all over her face, all over her upper body and on her stomach is carved the words Trump whore.
She did this on purpose.
Claiming that she was attacked by the other side.
Oh my gosh.
But there were so many inconsistencies with her story. And plus, she had her hands bound and tied behind her with zip ties. Well, they found where they both went to the store and bought the zip ties. So, and then they found the A-clown who cut her up and you know,
she paid money. She paid me.
Yeah, she paid. Right. She paid money to have that done. Trust me, whatever you hear me saying right now, when you check the photo and videos of this woman, the first thing that you're going to say is, oh, she looks like a beauty contestant, like a beauty pageant winner. She looks normal, attractive woman.
Yes.
Check her now. She is completely scarred for life. And as a bonus, she may get to go to prison for 10 years.
Yeah, for fraud.
Yeah, they're saying that she may face a 10-year prison sentence.
She let this person do this.
I mean, what is wrong with you? Why on earth would you let any idiot take a knife to you, period, let alone pay them to do it, and then throw your whole life and career away? For what? For what? What on earth is wrong with you?
That's a mental issue big time. Oh. How do I find that? I have to look for that.
Yeah, search it. Search New Jersey political aid. I forget what they, body mutilation, I think was what they call it. I think that's what they call it, body mutilation. Search New Jersey political aid body mutilation and maybe try the New York Post because they have the video. There's like a 2-minute video. You have to see it. You have to see what she looked like before and what she looked. Those scars are never healing. They're never healing. You're not going to put any vitamin frickin' E oil on those things, and those things are never healing. So it's unbelievable. I'm not talking about one or two. I'm talking about like crisscross all over her face, her upper body, her stomach says Trump whore. What on earth is wrong with you? Every day we see these nuts. I mean, we're just crazy. We're absolutely insane. I mean, I don't know what else to say. I mean, it's just. Every day I see things that are more unbelievable than the previous day, and that's the unbelievable one for the last 24 hours. Let me tell you about the Green Law Firm. I don't think anybody has had a good experience with the IRS. You're not sure to deal with the IRS. Maybe you haven't filed several years. You filed, you haven't paid. Who knows? Whatever the issue might be, it's a personal matter. Impacts your well-being. Don't call some out-of-town 1-800 company. Give your personal info to some perfect stranger who may or may not work with you. The solution's right here in Greenville at the Green Law Firm. My man David Green, who, by the way, is a Clemson grad, has been dealing with the IRS for over 20 years. He has great working relationships with local and national IRS agents. He'll quickly get you the right solution. Where they put liens on your property, garnish your wages, and with an audit coming up, David can help you. The Green Law Firm understands the ever-changing tax laws, what the IRS will accept as a compromise. As a matter of fact, David Green understands the Fresh Start program, and he'll certainly use this IRS program to your best advantage. The Green Law Firm can't change your past, but they can certainly change your future. Get the peace of mind, the results you're entitled to from the local law firm that's been helping hundreds of folks in the upstate for over 20 years. The professional staff at the Green Law Firm can do it all. Do yourself an enormous favor. Call the Green Law Firm today for a free, that's free, strategy session. Free. 271-7940. Or stop by their office, 11 McGee Street in Greenville, on the web, greenlaw.legal. That's green, G-R-E-E-N-E, greenlaw.legal. Quick break.
Twin Peaks is the best in the game. Here, the ultimate lunch lineup boasts wall-to-wall sports and scenic views. When you're hungry and in a hurry, the Scratch Kitchen delivers lunch in the clutch. I mean, where else can you order a 29-degree draft beer and a quickie combo on your lunch break? Only at Twin Peaks, the number one sports bar.
Twin Peaks Scratch Kitchen scores every time. Dig into hand-smashed burgers, chef-inspired flatbreads, and more at your local lodge.
If you run a business, you need video. Marketing video for your website, social media, employee training. You need Double Dog Video Productions. More than 30 years experience with clients from the largest manufacturers in the upstate to small family-owned businesses. Our mission is simple. The highest quality video production without the high prices. Check out our website, then give us a call. DoubleDogVideo.com. Let us tell your story.
Discover the best-kept golf and dining secret located in Oconee County off I-85 at Exit 1. Chickasaw Point with breathtaking golf on the Hills course to scrumptious dining at Overlook Restaurant and Bar. It's unlike any golf course you've played anywhere in the upstate. Reserve Overlook Restaurant for a meeting, wedding, birthday, or anniversary. Enjoy lunch and dinner selections from executive chef Amanda Lewis. For Overlook, go to ChickasawPoint.com and for golf, ChickasawPointGolf.com.
All right, are you tired of your dusty, cracked, and stained garage floor? Do what all your neighbors are doing and have it coated. But please, do yourself a favor and don't hire just anybody who says that they do floor coatings. You'll regret it. I'm Jake Wilson, owner of Iron Drive Floor Coatings, and we've been the premier concrete coating company in the upstate since 2011. We take pride in doing things the right way, with quality employees, equipment, and materials. You get the very best with Iron Drive. Visit our website today for a free quote at irondrivegaragefloors.com.
The Club Car Onward Golf Cart is now available at Golf Cart Service in Spartanburg. This cart has the history of having superior design and performance compared to regular carts. These are the carts used at resorts, RV parks, beaches, and golf course neighborhoods. Dream up your cart design and let Golf Cart Service build it for you. Golf Cart Service is your authorized club car dealer in the upstate where you can get an Onward cart today. Visit our website, golfcartsc.com, to learn more, or visit us at 699 Southport Road. Get your club car Onward today and really enjoy life.
Hey, 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 it's the Queen of Clean here at Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. Give us a call at 864-238-8800. We've got your portable toilet rentals, hand wash stations, luxury restroom toilet trailers, septic tank services, and holding tanks. So whenever you need to speak with the Queen of Clean, call Royal Flush at 864-238-8800.
At Cherokee Outfitters in Gaffney, we carry Western and workwear as well as boots for men, women, and children. We also carry clothes for tactical, fire-retardant, nurses, hunting, shooting, and fishing gear and supplies. Looking for firearms or ammo? We have a large selection to choose from. Make Cherokee Outfitters your go-to store for everything outdoors. Visit us today at 370 Peachoid Road, Exit 90 on I-85.
During the holidays, the fireplace becomes the focal point of entertaining. Get your fireplace ready for the winter season by shopping at Craft Stove Store and Patio for everything your hearth desires. Gas logs, fireplace doors, fireplace screens, fireplace tools, fireplace grates, and every fireplace accessory. Over 20 burning models of vented and vent-free gas logs are on display now. 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard, Taylor's.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
Accidents happen. If you've been injured in a car, motorcycle, or boating accident, you need to seek legal help as soon as possible. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, can evaluate your case to help you get the full compensation you deserve. The call and the consultation are completely free. Don't wait. Call today. 864-654-3680. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, here for you.
Yoder's Building Services is your locally trusted family-owned building supply company, serving the upstate since 1986 with lumber, windows and doors, roofing and decks, siding and more for homeowners and contractors. And when it comes to windows and doors, Yoder's is proud to partner with Anderson Windows and Doors, known for unmatched quality, durability and energy efficiency. Whether you're replacing a few windows or building your dream home from the ground up, visit Yoder's Building Services. More information on Anderson Windows and Doors today.
If you're 55 or older and into that whole saving money thing, T-Mobile has an exclusive phone and internet bundle just for you. Right now, get two unlimited phone lines plus 5G home internet for just $30 each per month with autopay, plus taxes and fees. And with 5G home internet, setup is easy with just one cord and no technician needed, which is great if you're also into that whole keeping it simple thing. Switch now and experience the best mobile network in the U.S. Visit your local store to start saving. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, Q4 2024 to Q1 2025, Ookla trademarks used under license. Unlimited on our network. Customers on voice plan may notice speeds lower than other customers and further reduction if using more than 50 gigs a month due to data prioritization. Video streams and SD on this plan. Home internet pricing after $20 a monthly bill credit plus $5 per line without autopay. Debit or bank account required. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber. We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
High school football, college football, and the NFL. We're broadcasting games at all three levels and breaking it all down. We are The Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Stay through my window, I watch her as she passes by.
All right, so I'm leaning towards this now because Pam and Mark sent me the website for this, and I'm leaning towards this. Mocha Master, handmade. I'm leaning towards this. Introducing sandstone. Yeah. And Pam says it's not hard at all. So I'm all over this, Ramona. I think this is where I'm going. All right, Ramona, let me ask you a question. I also think there's some confusion. Like a texter wrote me and said. Oops, that's not it. Hold on. That's not it either. Where is it? Here it is. Texter said, what's wrong with people, Walt? She was so pretty. You hate Trump that much? You would do that to yourself? Wow. No, no. Just to be clear, she's like a nut from the right. All right? I think what she was trying to do was to say that people who hated Trump attacked her. That's what she was trying to do. That's my understanding of it. Right. So she's our nut, which is bad. Have you seen it, Ramona?
I'm pulling it up. Give me a second to absorb it.
Yeah. I'll give you a second to absorb it. Let me talk to Maria. Maria, how are you, Maria? Good to have you.
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good, Maria. Good to have you as always. Thank you.
I wanted to know, did you watch the Cowboys and the Raiders the other night?
I watched some of it, yes. Painfully.
Did you see where the dude punched the guy and he stood there for 5 minutes and waited and then hit the ground for no reason?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, we have a bunch of actors, yeah, too. Yeah, yep. Yeah. Yeah, we have a bunch of Academy Award people.
Hilarious.
Yep. I love it when and we see this often now where these 300-pounders will just throw themselves on the ground. They apparently watched too many LeBron James highlights. Crossover sport.
You would have thought Rick Blair hit him.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, exactly.
I just wanted to know your opinion on that.
Yep. Absolutely awful. But my opinion is, Maria, you make the best apple pie on earth still. That's my opinion. Thank you, Maria.
Well, thank you.
Yep, not even close. Thank you, Maria. The most sinfully good apple pie I have ever tasted in my life. Just insane. Yeah. Okay, Ramona, where are we?
A commercial's playing.
Why is it always a commercial playing for you? No matter what it is.
I'm waiting for the skip part. It's not giving it to me.
Okay, so you don't have it as yet. All right. We have lots to get to, including West Virginia basketball. Let me I'll tell you what. While Ramona ascertains that or works that out, let me tell you about West Virginia and what you need to know about West Virginia. First of all, they're primarily a man defensive team. They will pick up past half court. They're going to try and pressure the ball. They're going to trap. They're going to double team the post. They are going to, in that sense, it is a little bit of a pack line type look. But that's who and what they are. And defensively, they've been nothing short of brilliant. They have held virtually every opponent, and they held Pittsburgh to less than 50. I watched the West Virginia Pitt game. Pitt scored something like 28 points in the last 30 minutes of the game. That's right. Pitt led at like the 10-minute mark of the first half. They scored like 28 points the rest of the game. And look, there are some things this team does really good. There's some things they don't do quite as well. Honor Huff is their leading scorer at 17.2. That's influenced by the fact that in one game, he went 8 out of 9 from three-point range. He is shooting 42% from three-point range. He is, not only is he a volume shooter from three, but he will take off-balance threes. And he gets off the ground on his jump shot. He's a little guy, but he elevates on his jump shot, and he can shoot the ball from any body angle. You do not want him to get going, because if he gets going, he's going to be very hard to shut off because his range just keeps expanding. And like I said, he's a bad shot taker and maker. I mean, once he hits a few, he's streaky. Once he hits a few, you're not going to shut him off. He's going to expand his range and he's going to kill you. So you do not want Honor Huff getting off early, but what's clear to me is, and this is a pretty good team. They've got talented freshmen. The Lorient kid is a good player. DJ Thomas is a good player. Thomas is like 6'7". He's a freshman forward. He was coming off the bench. I don't know if they're still going to have him come off the bench because, you know, one of the last games he came off the bench, he scored 25 points. So I don't know if Thomas is still going to be coming off the bench anymore or if he's going to be in the starting lineup. But I'm going to tell you something. This team can pass the ball too. They will play high-low. And Harlan Obioha, okay, who is their center, Obioha is a 7-foot, I don't know, 300-pound center who can move, all right? But mostly he just knows how to play. They will run high-low with him. He's an excellent passer of the basketball. And they are going to play high-low game with Harlan Obioha. And again, this is a huge man, and he has skills. And that's one of the things that was just apparent. They will look for each other. They will play team basketball. They will play high-low. And you've got a couple of really two or three stars on the team. And if they get going, you have a problem. But their hallmark is without question their defense. Again, they held Pitt to 49 points. They beat Pitt 70-something to 49. And I don't care what you think of Pitt. Holding them to 49 and holding them to like 28 points the last 30 minutes of the game, that's shutting them down. And you'll see why they shut you down. Now, I think this, all right? If Clemson tries post-entry and they double, I think what you need to do against this team is to skip past them because that's when they have trouble recovering defensively. Now, you're going to have to play strong with the basketball without question. So if the ball goes into the low block or anything near the low block, and they're going to try and force you out, they're going to try and limit your catches right under the rim. So they want you to catch the ball higher than you're typically accustomed to catching it. But if the ball goes into the low block, Clemson's going to have to play strong with the basketball because they're going to bring double teams. And sometimes it's the guards digging down, whatever. It's not always big-to-big doubles as sometimes Pac-Man favors or Pac-Line favors. I think what you're going to have to do at that point is skip past the ball to the other side of the court. Because that's where the open shots are going to be. But that means you're going to have to play well. You're going to have to play against pressure. You're going to have to handle that pressure. You have to play strong with the basketball. And you're going to have to make good passes. You can't be air-mailing them into the stands and that type of stuff. Clemson's been a little sloppier with the basketball as the level of competition has ramped up the last couple games. And from a defensive standpoint, this team is tough. This is a good defensive basketball team, very good. They're well-schooled, they're well-coached, and they're going to pose problems in that regard. And they have dudes on offense who can be problems as well. Some of them are streaky, but the Thomas kid is just a really good player. Honor Huff is the streaky guard. Again, if you let him get going, you can forget it. I mean, and like I said, he elevates on his jump shot. I don't know if he's more than 5'10". I don't know what he's listed at. Let me see what he's listed at. He is listed at 5'10", okay, which means he's probably 5'8 and a half. Trust me, he elevates on that shot. He has a really quick release, and if you let him get going, he'll start backing out to 28, 30 feet, and then you have a real problem. One of those games, he had 8 on 9 threes. So he's a concern. Thomas is a concern. Lorient is a concern. And Harlan Obioha, the center, the 7-foot, 300-pound center who has good feet and moves and again, they play high-low with, he is a dilemma. So this is not going to be an easy game. Make no mistake about it. If Clemson wins this game, they're going to have to earn it. They're going to have to play well. You're going to have to limit your turnovers. They will take transition opportunities off turnovers. I think it's going to be important for Clemson to get some transition offense and not to let this thing bog down into a rope pull. I think Clemson needs to get some transition offense. In order to do that, you need quality defensive possessions, clean defensive rebounds, because every good defensive possession ends with a clean defensive rebound. And then you're going to need outlet passes you're going to need to run. I think Clemson cannot just allow, cannot just walk the ball up the court this team against this team and play against that set half-court defense. I think you're going to want to beat it down the court some. It may well be that the team that gets the most transition points wins this game. So I think that's going to be important in terms of the outcome of this basketball game. Matt in Greenville, I'm coming right to you on the other side. Let me tell you about Bend Equipment and Supply. Look, Bend Equipment Supply has a brand new website updated with all the info you could possibly want. Your best path is to visit that website, bendequipment.com, bendequipment.com. You can find everything. You can see everything. And when I say everything, I mean, trust me, if Bend Equipment doesn't have it, you don't need it. Bend Equipment Supply has been in business for a quarter century. Eddie Bennett is just a terrific human being. Bend Equipment, I mean, their Customer Appreciation Day was a mammoth event because they have so many quality customers, and Bennett thinks so highly of all their customers, and it's the personal care that they give you. Four locations, 1403 Piedmont Highway, Piedmont, 441 Partners Lane, Roebuck, 101 Stribling Road, Westminster, 1897 US 76 Hiawassee, Georgia. They provide you with the equipment, the tools, the service, the parts, the handling to get the job done, built to care, built to last, big enough to handle it, small enough to care. They feature Takeuchi. I've seen Takeuchi excavator at work on my property. It was amazing. We rented it from the Westminster location. It's a fact. It ran from morning into night. Just did yeoman's work, just impossible work, and just never stopped ticking. This is Bend Equipment. This is Takeuchi. Takeuchi came up with the world's first compact excavator in 1970, the world's first compact track loader in the mid-80s. You can't go by a construction site in the upstate without seeing this unit of Bend Equipment in Takeuchi. Bend Equipment, your source for all your rental needs, all your masonry needs, largest supplier of scaffold in the upstate, sales, rentals, service, parts, they do it all, they have it all. If you need to buy it or rent it, get it from Bennett. You'll 100% thank me later. Matt in Greenville when we get back.
Your parking lot is the very first thing people see when they visit your business. Is yours making the right impression? Upstate Stripes is here to help. Family owned and operated, we're rooted right here in the upstate. Specialize in parking lot striping, restriping, handicap spaces, and custom symbols. A sharp, freshly painted lot improves safety, boosts curb appeal, and makes your business stand out. Call 864-376-6698 or request a quote today at upstatestripes.com.
It's time to discover the convenience and time savings of contact-free pickup with Ingles Curbside. Just visit shop.ingles-markets.com or download the app, and your Ingles personal shopper gets to work with specialized training on how to select the freshest items for a pre-scheduled pickup. They'll even text you with updates. You pull up to a designated space, and your personal shopper delivers your items right to your vehicle. Fresh, fast, and affordable. It's all in the bag. Ingles, low prices, love the savings.
Hey Clemson family, it's Davis from Engineered Sleep. My family's been handcrafting mattresses for four generations, and now it's your turn to sleep like a champion. From now until December 7th, get our lowest prices of the year off our premium handcrafted mattresses. Visit engineeredsleep.com or stop by our Greenville showroom. Engineered Sleep, four generations of better rest built for your best game day.
Whether it's gearing up for game day, getting a jump on new fall styles, or taking advantage of summer closeouts up to 75% off, Elkmont is where you need to be. With great brands like On Clouds, Birkenstocks, Patagonia, Vuori, Z Supply, Back 70, Columbia, and more. Elkmont is located in Powdersville on Highway 153 and Clemson across from Bojangles, or online at elkmonttradingcompany.com. That's E-L-K-M-O-N-T tradingcompany.com. Go Tigers!
Currently car shopping? State Credit Union now has auto loan rates as low as 4.25% APR. Plus, you'll have no car payment for up to 90 days, just in time for the holidays. Visit one of State Credit Union's 19 full-service branches or their website, scscu.com, and apply online for your new car loan today. That's scscu.com. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
If your loved one is no longer comfortable living in their own home due to memory loss or aging, Dominion Senior Living is here to help. At Dominion, outstanding physical, emotional, and spiritual care is the standard. The community offers a modern, comfortable place to call home while providing personalized care to meet specific needs. Honoring God through service to seniors, Dominion Senior Living promotes vitality with support when needed. Visit DominionSeniorLiving.com for more information.
Hello, Clemson family. I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant football coach for the Clemson Tigers. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott Signature Homes, a smarter approach to luxury living. We're thrilled to announce our newest project, a brand new neighborhood development right here in Clemson. Our new community at Heatherwood will feature over a dozen homes hallmarked by thoughtful design, quality craftsmanship, and a seamless build experience from concept to completion. Visit us at NewtonScottSignatureHomes.com to start your build and learn more about this exciting opportunity. Go Tigers!
This is Leighton Cubbage from Lakeside Lodge, Lakeside Lodge Clemson. Across Lake Hartwell from Death Valley, Lakeside Lodge has every amenity you could want, including Traditions on the Lake restaurant, a pool, hot tub, and fire pit. Stay with us for the weekend or buy your own condo to enjoy anytime and earn income using our managed rental program. Visit ownership.lakesidelodgeclemson.com to start your new game day tradition and go Tigers.
Don't miss out on the action. Arthrex is hiring. They develop innovative technologies to treat orthopedic sports injuries around the world and right here in your community. Learn new skills in a clean, high-tech manufacturing environment with many exciting benefits and campus amenities, including free lunch, free medical care, a new child care center, sports fields and wellness programs, paid parental leave, a transportation stipend, and much more. Check out careers.arthrex.com. That's careers.arthrex.com. Honor your graduates' achievements with a keepsake that truly stands out. Collegiate Legacy Designs offers handcrafted and hand-finished, fully licensed ring plaques for Clemson University and the Citadel, made by proud Clemson alum Greg Terry and his wife Julie. With unanimous five-star reviews and lots of repeat customers, these plaques make the perfect gift for Christmas, recent graduates, or upcoming graduates. Get your order in today at CollegiateLegacyDesigns.com. That's CollegiateLegacyDesigns.com.
Your home for football all season long.
This is big boy football.
We are the Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Some good texts. Texter asked, well, is he like DJ Burns of NC State a couple years ago? No. Look, that dude, 6'10 and probably 280, but he was like a ballerina. I mean, he had great feet and was just a load of a scorer on the low block. He was also a very good passer. This guy is a very good passer. I don't think he's quite the offensive threat on the low block, but he's probably 2 inches taller. And again, he's a problem. I mean, there's no question he's a problem. So that's a good name. It's a really good name. It's a really good text on your part. He's a little different. He's a little different than that because he's not quite that level of offensive player. But when you're 7 feet and I don't know what he weighs, 300 pounds or whatever he weighs, and he doesn't necessarily look like he's carrying 300 pounds either, but I think he is something close to that. I don't know what they list him at. I'm sure they don't list him at 300. That's like the magical number you don't want to write. I'm sure he's listed at like 275, but he's more than that. You know, he might have been 275 when he was 12, but dude knows how to play. And again, they're going to play some high low with him. Clemson's going to have to play strong in the basketball. Jed wrote, "Well, are you predicting West Virginia to win like you predicted Georgetown to win?" I did predict Georgetown to win, Jed, because I thought it was just a massive upgrade in the level of competition, and I was actually pleased with Clemson's performance in that game. I'm not going to pick West Virginia to win. I'm going to pick Clemson to win, but I don't think this is going to be easy. I don't know what we're looking at. If everything goes right, like 72, 70, something like that. I mean, I don't think it's going to be easy. I want to win. The Georgetown game, I just wanted to see them play against better competition. I did not care about the outcome. I just wanted to see them step up. I did not want to lose by 20. And I really thought Georgetown would beat Clemson because I just thought that the Tigers had not taken any step yet, and Georgetown was a big physical team. Georgetown's actually good preparation for what they're going to see from this team tonight, although this team you're going to see more just straight man defense. I don't think you're going to see the level of zone that Georgetown threw at them. So I don't think you're going to get that. I don't know that you're going to get the changing defenses, but they will pressure the ball up the court some. And as I said, they're going to double the post. And I think that skip passing would be – Clemson would be well advised to try some skip passing in this game. But to do that, you got to play strong with the basketball. But I'm going to say Clemson wins this game. But, again, it won't be easy. I think one of the keys is to turn Huff into a pumpkin. I think Clemson defensively can get after him. And I guess my biggest concern, you want to shut him off early. You do not want him getting going early. You know, you want him to miss his first few shots. Because if he misses his first few shots, there's a good chance he disappears for the whole night. I mean, look, he's not shooting the ball particularly well from the field. I think he's shooting like 38% or something. But he shoots at like 42 or 43 from three. And like I said, in one of those games, he went 8 for 9. So he's a volume shooter, especially if he gets going. You do not want him to get going early in the game. If he gets going early in the game, it's going to be much harder to win the game. But I'm going to say Clemson wins the game. It won't be easy. Close. But Tigers win. Matt in Greenville. Matt, how are you, Matt?
Hey, Walt. Thanks for getting me in.
Yeah, thank you, Matt.
It was a good thing to hear Joe being a sports depression earlier today.
Brotherly love at Thanksgiving time. There's nothing like it.
He's messed up a lot of my Thanksgiving. So, before I get to that, I was going to bring something to your attention that I think I know where you're going to fall on history. Candy corn is not a Christmas candy. I can't believe I had to say that, but that's another sign of the apocalypse. I saw that at my kid's school, and I was like, no. Well, all the candy corn is one holiday.
Yeah.
One holiday.
See, that's true, Matt, but this is where you're wrong. Because,
oh, no.
Because candy corn is delicious any time of the year. It's just you can't find it. Now, I'm going to get the woman who writes me and says, "Walt, it's terrible for you. It's cane sugar and it's corn syrup and it's yes, I know." Yes.
I don't care about that stuff, right. But it's probably all the candy corn that ever existed was made in 1853.
Well, see, this is the thing. This is the one thing. It's that if you're eating candy corn at other times of the year, it's still the Halloween candy corn, whatever that was, whatever year that was made. But I think it's sort of like in the bug world, it's sort of like roaches, Matt. I don't think there's anything you can do to it. You know, I really don't. Like, I think if you get your bag of candy corn, like now, left over from Halloween, and you throw it, like, on the top shelf, and you forget about it, and 10 years later, you're cleaning out that shelf, and you find it, it's still very edible.
It's the whole Twinkie thing. That's what right. They say, survive right. The still, nuclear apocalypse.
Yeah, still very, okay. Very edible.
I'm halfway disappointed you like the candy, but halfway agreeing with you.
Yeah,
I don't
know.
We'll see. Maybe I'm wrong. You're the guru. I'll fall back and go in compliance. American Football League.
By the way, Ramona found that out a little bit ago when I gave her toffee. I gave her toffee, right? Because our good friend Sean, who won an auction, brought me toffee. So I brought Ramona in toffee. And she says, "I hate that. I don't like toffee. I don't want that. I don't want that." I said, "Just try it." I said, "It's really good. It's incredible." She said, "I know. I don't like toffee." I said, "Just taste it. You're like candy." I said, "It's really, really good." She insists, no, take it. I don't want it. I don't want it. I don't like toffee. A few minutes later, Matt, during the break, she says to me, "Oh, this is good." I said, "What? You just told me 20 times you didn't want it. I don't like toffee." She said, "Oh, I don't think I meant toffee. I think I meant taffy. I said, yeah, that's not the same thing.
I don't think I've ever had toffee.
This is good.
Taffy, yeah, I'm with her on taffy. Taffy's awful.
No, see, I'm not with you, either of you there either. I love the taffy too.
I'm getting on the block. Yes.
Now you better make sure your teeth are bolted in for the taffy.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's true.
Because there's always a chance of losing a tooth or two to taffy.
Ultimately, you can lose it overall when you fit.
Oh yeah,
allegedly.
Yeah,
but I gotcha. Is ECU the best team in both Carolinas right now in college football? I kind of feel like they are.
Maybe they might have the best quarterback. That's for sure. I think that kid has really played well this year, and it's a fun football team. It's a good football team.
And the division they play in and the conference they play in is loaded. Pretty highly competitive.
It's loaded. Yeah, absolutely loaded.
There's a lot of good stories out there. I still think the Minnesota quarterback, if someone could poach him, he's talented. I know RG3 is not the best analyst. He's not good at his job. But even him during the broadcast against Oregon, he's like, Minnesota needs to let this guy just fling it.
Yeah,
shoot all the bullets in the gun.
Yeah, I wonder about that. But again, Minnesota's hyper conservative by nature. They just—it's not what they do.
Oregon USC, I think is a good game. I think you're right. Oregon has the better trenches and tougher team. I think Oregon, whoever wins that game, has a right to the playoffs, in my opinion. At least get some kind of 12 seeding or something to that effect.
Well, I mean, look, if Oregon wins, they'll be seeded much higher than that, and I think that's what's going to happen, because the more I thought about that game, I think the difference is the line of scrimmage on both sides. I just think Oregon is just tougher and better.
And one last thing, I have a history question for you, if you don't mind. Why isn't Ted Hendricks considered one of the greatest outside linebackers?
He is to me. The Stork. He is.
I appreciate Walt.
Yeah, thank you, Matt. I think Ted Hendricks is one of the greatest outside linebackers in the history of the game. 6'6", just physically dominant, and played in an era where you could hurt people. And he liked to. And the Kansas City Chiefs and the Raiders of that era truly hated each other. It's probably the best rivalry that football has ever seen. You had two teams who actually wanted to kill each other. And Hendricks is, without question, one of the great outside linebackers in the history of the game, one of the most dominant outside linebackers in the history of the game. No question about it. Ramon, is that William Quackenbush in here? Is he confused?
Yeah, he's working hard today.
Apparently he is. We have lots to get to. You can get in 654-7627. You can get in and join the conversation. I see you there. I see you making all sorts of airplane signals. Let me tell you about Moretti's. Hey, Jeff Luke, I'm telling him about Moretti's. Jeff Luke, we're telling the people about Moretti's, Jeff Luke. You know what I'm saying? Come on, man. We need some Moretti's. If you've never had Buffalo New York style pizza and wings, don't worry. Moretti's Pizzeria and Bar in Malden has you covered. You don't need to drive 12 hours to Western New York. It's right here. Their pizza, it's thicker than New York style, but not doughy. Just a perfect crust, baked to perfection, a real stone oven. The Buffalo wings, oh, man, they're just unbelievable. Original Buffalo New York authentic Buffalo wings. You can't get them anywhere else. How about beef on whack? You've heard about it on the show, but you probably hadn't heard about it before that. And I don't know if you tried it yet, but if you haven't, you have to. It's insane. It's roast beef. They take 8 hours to cook it. They slice it thin. They pile it high on a cumberweck bun, which is a sea salt caraway bun. Served with horseradish sauce or served with odd juice for dunking. Trust me, it's insane. Now, here's the thing, Ramona. I've had all of these things. Up till now, all these things. I've had the pizza, I've had the buffalo wings, and I've had the beef on whack. That's where the dividing line is, Ramona, because Jeff and Luke, I've not had any of these other things. I've not yet had the appetizers, the subs, the sandwiches, the calzones, the burgers, the wraps, the salads, the chicken fingers, the pasta Italian entries, the fish fry Fridays, which is a big night. And so I haven't had any of that stuff yet, Jeff and Luke. It's all unbelievable at Moretti's. Sports fans, they've got you covered. Look, the big game's coming up. Clemson, South Carolina. Where are you going to watch it? I mean, are you kidding? You can watch it have big screen TVs everywhere, get the best views of the whole game, and stuff your face with the greatest food known to mankind. You'll thank me later. Moretti, 783 East Butler Road in Malden, just a half mile off of I-385. Moretti's, where everyone's a regular. You will 100% thank me later. All right, Ramona, we need to get to our contest games. We got through like half of them yesterday. If you weren't with us, we'll take a quick look at the first half and tell you what we did and why we did it, and then we will give you the detailed breakdown in the second half. We have miles to go before we sleep here, too. You know, from a Clemson Furman standpoint, I asked this question on Twitter as well. What do you want to see? First of all, let me just say something. I know we all want to see quarterbacks. Like, I asked that question, everybody said quarterbacks. You know, Vezina, Denson. I get it. I get why we want to see the quarterbacks. But keep in mind, I think one thing that's important to remember, these quarterbacks are going against better competition every day in practice than they're going to see at Furman. This is just for, like, us. Okay, that's what this is. This is like a spring game that we didn't fully get a spring game. This is like the spring game. That's what this is. That's the reality of it. And if it's anything more than that, if it turns into anything more than that, then this season is going to end way worse than it started. Because Clemson's a 42-point favorite. All right. So, but I think, you know, the notion that, you know, we need to see this quarterback because we haven't seen him play against real competition. They're facing better competition in practice every day. This is more an us thing than it is a reality. Walt up to the Road Rage, quick break.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Running a business means wearing multiple hats. So if you're like me, you probably started out using your personal phone, taking client calls and texts nonstop. As my business grew, I needed something smart.